cachet when he was killed.
But
Sergeant
yeah,
First
it,
Class
it
Michael
works
Gould
as a jungle
was killed
adventure.
When his
now,
unit
Black
discovered
Friday,
an
which
undisclosed
was
amount
be
of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out.
Black
and you're
Friday
listening
is
to USA
even less
Radio
of a
News.
It has
now
a horror
you
movie
can
in the
fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Donovan's
if
brain,
you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip
but,
from
I mean,
me,
this
Wyatt
is
Cox.
Okay movie.
Go to
MyPillow.com,
click
just
on the radio listener special,
and he's not as good of a gangster
and use my
as he
promo
is
code USA.
I mean, sure, Hungarian
buy
gangsters
one, get one
exist.
Free special on
but
MyPillow
back then,
is going
everyone was
on
expecting
right now.
To be Italian.
And if you don't like it, you have 60 days to send
they didn't
it back.
Have the European
try
gangsters, the Eastern European gangsters,
for me, it's
as heavily represented in the
films. So it
is a little bit weird to see Lugosi playing not a monster of mad scientist. This one's the latest of the war, and it pushes into the 40s. It pushes into
President
the film
President Trump is signing three
territory.
Bills that
but still,
support
this is
tribal
a great
sovereignty
little collection
for Native Americans.
For these four movies,
the bills
in particular,
include
the first
compensation
two,
to
and
the
each one has
tribe,
like a bonus feature
that talks
in the specifically about that movie. It's not
legendary
loaded with
Broadway
material,
singer Jerry
but there's
Herman
enough stuff in there to get
here's
a little
USA
bit of
Radio
knowledge
Network's
of these
Chris
movies
Barnes.
Beyond just
the 88-year-old Herman best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and the Congo Fall, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City.
Hotel Mumbai,
he said his parents
Park,
introduced
run the
him
race,
to the theater
and the
by throwing costume parties
two.
And taking
that's
him into the nearby
go
city to see Broadway
week,
shows.
Talking about Annabelle
he says
comes
hits
home
like Annie Get Your Gun inspired
then,
him to become part
time,
of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a
recession
ending,
and businesses
if
with tax
problems,
building
do
your
you business,
feel like you're losing
now
control
is the time
over your
to
finances?
Act. General Steel
over
will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications.
The IRS is
act
the largest
now
and most
before
steel prices
go up,
in the
so call us today for free information.
Account,
call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
To negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Why are
you're listening
so
to WHCR-DB,
HunterdonChamberRadio.com,
brought to you by
individual.
The Hunterdon County Chamber
let's
of Commerce, the voice
first
of business.
Let's not
the
worry
news
about
is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical issues. Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by
think
families
what the
for
Bible
families.
Says.
Inside our circle of care, we offer
poor,
coordinated care for your entire
maker,
family, led by our outstanding family medicine
poor
physicians
let's think about
and specialists.
Some mercy on the poor. Let's think about
healthcare,
real compassion.
Your full
let's
circle
not think
of
about
care.
Ways that we
if
can
you need a physician,
dependent.
Call
and Hunterdon
Medical Center's Physician
how
Referral
how
Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For Seattle, the flight turned around for an emergency landing, but paramedics were not able to save the
USA
girl.
Radio
find us
News
online at
Tim
usaradio.com.
Burke.
A big winter storm that slammed Southern California is on its way to the
you're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Los Angeles
brought to you
Christmas
by the Hunterdon
Day,
County Chamber of Commerce, the
voice
Southern
of California
business.
And Las
the
Vegas
news is sponsored by
Thursday.
The Hunterdon
this
Medical
traveler
Center.
On Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News.
It's pretty bad
inside
out there.
Our
like
circle
windshield wipers,
of care,
full blast.
We offer
you
coordinated
can't even see.
Care
that's why
for
the
your
gas
entire
right
family.
Now.
As that storm
led
moves from west to east, it could bring up to a foot of snow in the Rockies and head towards the plains and upper Midwest and bring rain, sleet, and snow
care.
To that area.
If you need
a U.S.
Physician,
Special Forces soldier who died in
Medical
Afghanistan
Center's
this week was seizing a Taliban weapons cachet when he was killed.
or HMC.
Was killed
or visit
when
us on the web at
www.huntingtonhealthcare.org. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices USA on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
That's 800-215-5141.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Viacom.
As that storm moves from west to east, it could bring up to a foot of snow in the Rockies and head towards the plains and upper Midwest and bring rain, sleet, and snow to that area. A U.S. Special Forces soldier who died in Afghanistan this week was seizing a Taliban weapons cache when he was killed. Sergeant First Class Michael Globe was killed when his unit discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Miami Hospital.
That's 800-215-5141.
Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've President been putting Trump off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Chest pain. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
About ways President that we Trump can keep people dependent and in these horrible Gavin situations, Newsom.
But how can we liberate them? Problem.
Officials in Los Angeles are looking into how a 10-year-old girl had a heart attack on a flight in Los Angeles of taking care of the homeless population in California. The emergency happened shortly after the Delta flight left LAX or Seattle. Will get involved. The flight turned around for an emergency landing, but paramedics were not able to save the girl. Find us online at usaradio.com.
The better thing to do is to go and look at the root cause. Why are things?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Seattle, The flight turned around for an emergency landing, but paramedics were not able to save the
USA
girl.
Radio
Find
News
us online
with
at usaradio.com. A big or winter storm that slammed Southern California is on its way to the plains and upper Midwest. The storm closed Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles on Christmas Day and part of I-15 between Southern California and Las Vegas for a time on Thursday. This traveler on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News,
"It's pretty bad out there. Like, windshield wipers full blast. You can't even see. That's why I pulled in the gas station right now."
As that storm moves from west to east, it could bring up to a foot of snow in the Rockies and head towards the plains and upper Midwest and bring rain, sleet, and snow to that area. A U.S. Special Forces soldier who died in Afghanistan this week was seizing a Taliban weapons cache when he was killed. Sergeant First Class Michael Globe was killed when his unit discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less. Guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA.
Don't fear technology.
Buy one, get
use
one
it,
free
understand
special
it,
on a
and
MyPillow
it.
Is going on
the mission
right
of
now.
Tech today
and
is
if you
to
don't
demystify
like it, you have 60
technology.
Days to send it back.
I'm your
try
host,
it.
Chris Bianco,
believe,
principal
me,
of Blue Panther
for
Business Partners.
Years, it'll work for
every
you
Tuesday
too.
Morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech
President
Today
Trump is
on Huntington Chamber Radio.
Tribal sovereignty for Native Americans. The bills include compensation to the Spokane tribe for its loss of its land in the mid-1900s.
And now, it's the news.
Legendary Broadway singer Jerry Herman has died. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals, Hello, Dolly, Name, and Niagara Falls, died in a Miami hospital on
You're
Thursday
to
night
to
after
news.
Complaining of
I'm
chest
Derek
pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows.
Thank you for having me.
He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community.
In the midst of World War II, who is Alexei?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 1290-800-965-1290.
It's really fascinating to think about as a historical alternative possibility, because not many times in history do you get the three late leaders of three great leaders of the Allies all in one place. And it really is an opportunity for some mayhem. They met together to plot strategy against the Nazis. In Iran, News. The three of them
the
together,
to
and I imagine you had a lot
so
of interesting
what
times, sort of ferreting out
the
possibilities. Just thinking about,
individuals.
Wow, these guys are in one
Let's
place. What could have happened?
First.
I mean, should they have left
Churchill
out as the designated survivor?
Issues.
And it's well, you know, there was an actual German plan called Operation Long John to execute an assassination of the big three during the Iran.
Has mercy on the poor.
Now, historically, that's where we diverge.
Let's think about real compassion.
Otto Skorzeny, who was Hitler's favorite commando, was given the assignment, and he said post-war that he had never carried it out.
Are looking into how the Russians always claimed
that they had thwarted
Los Angeles.
So, for a fiction writer, there's your perfect
after the Delta flight left LAX.
Fantastic. We're speaking with William Christie. He's the author of A Single
spy. Now, save the girl. We have a lot of interesting circumstances in the world today. We have our own set of intrigues and espionages. We have Russia supposedly trying to hack into the United States, possibly France now, given what we see in the last week. We have all sorts of assumptions about what could be going on to undermine and infiltrate the North Korean regime from outside and prevent them from testing missiles. We have involvement in Syria, in the Middle East. I ask you, I mean, this is set to a degree in the Middle East because it's Iran, but what do you think the possibilities are today? I mean, what is the historical fiction in the future?
Are you
going
looking to get your message in front of a crowd?
Well, espionage is always
the
world's second oldest
consider
profession.
Taking an advertising ad on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
You know, even when countries, particularly the Russians, they've always played a very, very long game when it comes to espionage.
Or give us an email.
Even when they were allied with Germany before World War II, they were still.
You're listening to WHCR. RDB, Hunter and Chamber Radio, brought to you by Hunter and County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Fruition and might not come to fruition. Whether you're talking about technology, hacking, signals intelligence.
Greetings,
couch
potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at
the right
Movies.
Place, the right time
on today's show, I'm
going to
be talking about the new films
and
Toy Story 4,
them on
Child's Play,
particularly
and
when they
Anna,
the
plus a retro review of the
and
Robin
we know
Williams
also that, during
Black Mirror-ish
and,
movie,
and,
The Final Cut
well,
in 2004.
I'm, you know, I'm
also going to be talking about some news,
the
trailer park, and the home cinema roundup with a spotlight on the Universal Horror Collection Volume 1 featuring Karloff and Lugosi.
Well, as a matter of
Black
fact,
Cat, the Raven,
British
the Invisible Ray,
intelligence
and
always
Black
thought
Friday.
That the
but
Russians,
first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email
claiming
me
that there was
guys,
a German plot to kill the Big Three.
You can leave me a voicemail at
740-205-6456.
That's
740-205-6456.
You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so they were engaging in a definitely.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's
so
happening
what,
in your world.
What
tonight.
Level?
A couple
I mean,
pieces of small news here that I wanted to hit. One of
but
them is the fact that something I predicted earlier this
point.
Year, and I'm absolutely right, and that is Avengers Endgame is going to be re-releasing in the theaters.
Oh, absolutely.
Coinciding
no
with Spider-Man
fact,
Far From Home. Now, they're re-releasing it with a little bit of extra unseen footage. Apparently, there's some post-credit stuff that they're going to be doing. And to give a little extra boost to the box office. And the only reason they're really doing this. I mean, they're doing it maybe
Soviets
to cross-promote
again,
with Spider-Man,
you know,
but the
we
real
assumed
reason
that they were
they're doing
our
this
against the
that
Germans
movie
and
is
the
just
Russians
$45 million away from breaking the all-time worldwide record
allies,
that Avatar
we just
holds,
all happen to be fighting together,
which is billions of dollars, but it's $45 million
so
away.
How
do you, that's why it's going out
sort of
back
we're
in theaters.
With,
and I don't know, it's not going to make that necessarily in America, but maybe worldwide
single spy.
Push it just enough over the finish line. And Disney has been known.
Are you more of a historian? Are you more of a
another piece of news which I find perplexing.
Amateur historian,
Jason
and I
Bloom
always wrote
and Jamie Lee Curtis were taking pictures of themselves
novel.
And tweeting it out, going,
and,
"We're planning things."
This was
of
an
course,
idea that I had
that they're getting ready to do another Halloween,
back of my
which is great. I love David Gordon Greer's
I wanted
Halloween.
To write a historical
my
novel.
My biggest beef with this whole story isn't that they're planning the movie. Isn't that they're planning on a fall shoot this year? It's supposed to start shooting in September, and it's not.
We see
a
lot of new and worthy iterations on that. I'd like to get your take on the Manor
very
High
similar
Castle
to what happened
and how
with the Halloween movie
Amazon
last
has,
year.
Has done
I'm all
that
for that, and
screen,
I love the fact that Jason Blum is following
the, last
the
80s years.
Slasher
well,
business
you know,
plan
you know,
of cranking
it was
them
never
out short schedules and small
we
budgets so you can have a series go through just a couple years, which is great. And that's exactly how movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th did so well in the 80s in the
1941 before Pearl Harbor.
My biggest beef is everyone's calling it Halloween 2. And I'm like, well, it's
and
not Halloween
at the time,
2. This last Halloween was a direct
First
sequel
Committee
to Halloween. That makes this last movie,
Charles Lindbergh,
if anything, Halloween
the great pilot,
and is this one
going to
be Halloween
3? Was traveling the country making
figure
speeches.
Figure out how you're
going to
name these stupid movies. Or just make it
and
Halloween.
The Jews were trying to get us into
say,
the war, and then we should stay out.
And just call it Halloween 2020. Because at this point, the Halloween movies are so insane with their titling that it makes no sense.
Pearl Harbor was
but as long as you keep Rob Zombie as far away from this franchise as possible.
United,
I will be
a country
happy.
That was not necessarily
the next piece of news
united
I think is interesting that's
in
coming
favor
out is
of
that Suzanne
World
Collins
War II. You know,
is
it became a national cause
already in the works of writing
we
a new Hunger Games
we
movie,
had not been attacked.
Which takes place,
who knows
I think it's around
been
the 10th Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's very
well
easy to see that
if than Katniss
there had
ever
been,
exist.
And heaven forbid.
So you're not
going to
get Jennifer Lawrence in the movie, and I don't think you would have gotten it anyways. I think she would have been like, look, guys, I fulfilled my contract on that, and I'm done. I mean, thank you, and it was great, and it propelled me to superstardom, but I got other things on my plate. And it's the
Britain
same reason why
isolated
she got out of the X-Men movies.
Russia
I mean, that was great for her
to
be in the X-Men First Class,
where,
but I think she's done with it. She wants to
Hitler
move on.
As unlikely his quest for
but
power was to begin with because of the laxity of the Allies
and
the lead-up in World War II could have triumphed and essentially been leader of the world.
Now, of course, a lot of this is
certainly a possibility, and I think something that
Suzanne
Collins
bought
a
new house or a new car or needs to make a payment
inevitable
on something, or
you
just want some more cash.
Saving Private Ryan,
and that's fine.
And
go ahead, knock yourself out.
The movies that came out.
I'm
of
all
World
for
War
that.
II,
if I wrote the Hunger Games,
oh, well,
I'd be ready
of course
prequels
we were
going to
invade on D-Day, and of course we were going to succeed.
But here's my prediction on this one:
success was
it's
by
going
no
to be very similar
guaranteed
to the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Well, one of the things
that
I discussed
had
in the book, which of course is a thriller,
the first Fantastic Beasts
history,
did well,
but
it did better overseas, but it did okay, but it wasn't nearly as strong as the other Harry Potter movies. And this second one,
the Crimes of Grindelwald, that one also had all the way to India, and he would have joined
actually
hands
I don't
with
think
Japan.
$200 million in
right
America.
Instead, he made the choice really for ideological reasons
the Harry Potter
made the
movie,
Soviet
and there might
Union
be one
and doomed
excluded,
himself.
But I think it's actually the lowest grossing of the Wizarding
that was
World
a choice
movies
that he easily could have made in the opposite
with
direction.
The Hunger Games,
and
you're going
to
have to
the U.S.
have
would
have
been
Jennifer
faced
Lawrence
with the choice of having to do D-Day across the entire Atlantic, which would probably have been impossible.
Take a look at a single spot.
You're listening to Fat Guys at
William
the Movies
Christie
with Kevin Carr. And
he is the
that
author of that book, A Fine Work of Historical
Park
Fiction. Mr. Christie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for
the
having me.
The first one I want
to
talk
you're
about is
now it's
the
news.
Banana
I'm Derek
Split
Blair
Show movie, which opens on August 13th on digital, and I think it's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray at the end of August.
Who's excited
so
to see the banana split?
So you sit down and do your budget, yeah, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income.
Rebecca,
it seems like there's never
I'm canceling
light
the show.
Enough.
What?
You know what would really help. Finding $500
hey,
a month to
put
help
out your
things out.
Happiest
that
faces
is the typical
because the banana split show
a month to
is about to
you
begin.
To Medicare, to your
and we're going to now the show can go on forever and ever.
I remember
it's
the banana
so
splits
long
when I was a little
and grown
kid.
So much
it was an early
70s
cartoon, the sort of wrap-around
whether you're single or married or have kids,
show
this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun.
$500
a month can more than cover
stuff,
car payment
like
or payback
stuff,
loans,
like
whatever.
But it was
so
still
join Medishare
and
go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call.
And
they are incredibly
and
kind
like
and helpful to talk to.
855-90-BIBLE.
That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Which was actually pretty terrible, but kind of cool.
Let's change the subject.
Are
you an employee or employer?
Who went on to direct
a coach, a negotiator, a manager, a salesperson?
Need
help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management, politics,
and I remember going there in the 70s.
Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true process-driven victories. Management by measurement. Full-circle documented communications. Let's get passionate about our business, our career, and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America.
I'm
next to
them.
The day's in Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. Reserve your seat at talklikeyou.com or call 616-405-3420.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio.
I could get into this.
Brought
like
to you
I
by
said,
the
idea of the Five Nights
Chamber
at Freddy's movies is always
a voice of business.
Intrigued a lot of fanboys,
struggling to find
and
the right
I think
person
it could be cool. This might be a nice way to dip
your
toe into it and
trying
see
to attract
how well it
and retain millennials.
Regional personnel.
The next one I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which
Lebanon,
opens on
Jersey.
August 16th.
Regional personnel.
I'm having a party tomorrow.
Privately held.
Can Thor and Lucas come?
They're so random. They're my best friends. We do everything together. This will meet girls at the party. You know what that means?
Drama.
No.
Kissing.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss. We can spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts spying.
This is what happens when you don't respect women.
I respect women. My mom's my best friend.
What about me?
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Superbad was
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
Talking about doing
call today at 908-713-6600.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one office could be funny, but who knows? August release, you never know.
Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
I need to go to a break. When I come back,
investment advisory products and services are made available to Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans.
And now, it's
Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
I'm Derek
Mike Hewitt here. Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or employer? A coach? A negotiator? A manager? A salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true process-driven victories, the management by measurement, full-circle documented communications. Let's get passionate about our business, our career, and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America. Our next event is Days Inn, Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. Reserve your seating at TalkMyQ.com or call 616-405-3420.
Drive to the base of it and look up there, and you know, it just seems impossible when you tell them that people actually climb that. Usually they just look at you like you're a lunatic. So that's such a big thing.
It's 3,000 feet high. It extends up from the base of the floor, and it's basically an enormous rock cliff. If you took your climbing wall at the gym, removed all those convenient little knobs that extend from the side and multiply that by about 100
You're listening
times,
to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce,
climbers,
the voice of
many,
business.
Many climbers
this is Tony
sort
Clark,
another
power
come
planner
to it because,
at Patton Heide & Associates.
The mountain is there. That's
Americans
how it
believe
goes,
they
right?
should
because
be in charge
there,
of their own
but,
future, how they will live tomorrow.
Isn't it?
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms.
When they want, where they want,
doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship.
as a kid,
Pat and Heidi and
most of the other people were like these big bearded,
to help you
scruffy men, you know, like having
call
little kids at the track was very strange, but now
6,
it's actually relatively common.
Office
there's like
is located
a thing
at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
So your dad was
investment
an
advisory
early
products
adventure
and services
parent,
are made available.
Yeah, he was a visionary,
Services
for sure.
Inc.
Wow.
A registered investment advisor.
That's quite something
Ameriprise Financial Services Inc.
For a 3-year-old
FINRA,
to aspire
SIPC.
To. When was
I'm Andy
this
Ross,
something that you
I'm
knew
chairman
you wanted
of the Ambassador's
to do
Committee of the
your
Chamber? As members of the Ambassador's Committee, we contact new and renewed
When I was a teenager, I started
to get their
doing
feedback
climbing
on their
competitions.
Make them
you know,
feel more at home with the
walls are being developed. And I just got so obsessed with the sport of climbing, but doing it as a profession didn't really exist. So I never really saw that as my future. But I was, you know, one of the lucky few that, you know, got to be the first. You know, when companies started to realize that they could actually that it was advantageous to have people representing their gear, I was like one of the
and
first
welcome back
to
Fat Guys
that.
At the Movies with Kevin Carr. We are going to jump right into the movie reviews.
We're speaking
with
Tommy
a
Caldwell,
scary
he's the
movie.
Author of The Push.
I always think it's funny that they have scary movies and horror movies come out in the summer. To me, horror movie time is October. That is the fall. You can have them come out late September.
When did you first
October is when you have horror movies. And I love horror movies, and I'd love to see horror movies come out year-round, and they kind of do. But generally,
so
when the horror movies
LCAP
come out,
has
mid-November,
you know 100 different routes on
and,
it,
and you know, another big month for horror
maybe,
movies is
you know 30
January.
Different free climbs.
I think the reason for that
you
is
know, you have
that's
to know
not
a little bit about climbing. But the free climbing, you're
movies,
basically climbing with
so
ropes,
a lot of smaller, low budget,
but you're actually climbing
you know,
the rocks.
Fringe movies,
so there's
limited
you know,
audience
I think 15
favorites.
Different free routes, actually.
That's when those
and
are
so I did
come
all these existing routes that look possible from afar, like a climber can look up there and imagine a way
to
climb them because you're following these tracks and
college
sort of weaknesses in the wall.
20s,
the Dawn Wall was different. It looked blank. It doesn't look like there's anything
to
hold on
to.
But I knew so much about that wall that I knew
decisions.
When you get closer,
well,
there are these tiny little
well
edges, and if
January,
you train yourself just right, you can learn to grab onto them and then link them together.
But for some reason,
so it was a really magical thing for me because I felt like I was exploring this realm that nobody had.
So was most of it just planning it out, mapping it out?
The remake. Which is out
there was
this
about
weekend.
A year of finding the route, you know,
this
taking these
of
big
Killer
long route ropes and descending down the wall and swinging back and forth and looking for the holds.
And
like
when
some of them are just
disabled,
the size of like the edge of a credit card,
dangerous.
And so you're trying to find a path of holds.
Did something.
Find the trail, and
if you know
year.
Something,
and then the,
you better tell me.
6 years after that was
rehearsing
the actual
control
Chucky is a toy. It could be anywhere.
Welcome to Dazzle and Cars.
We have to stop him.
That final 90-day climb that really made big difference.
I remember when the first Child's
then,
Play came out.
What
I
was the
went
process
and saw it.
Like
I saw
itself.
It actually
like,
with my dad. We went some. I think it was on a Sunday
how
night.
How long did it take you?
And what's weird is I was tempted
were
to go to the exact same theater that
or,
I saw it back in the 80s because
or terror
it's still
for
open.
That matter
it's been
for
remodeled
someone,
and refurbished about three
as
times
an experienced
since.
Climber,
but I do remember.
Yeah, there was all those. I mean, the final 19 days
was
incredibly dramatic. I had trained so hard for it that I was. Quite ready. Like I went there in the best
it's
shape
just,
of my life,
such a
and
great
you know,
killer doll
made quick
movie.
Work of
and
most of the climbing. My climbing partner, on the other hand, you know,
was
wasn't as experienced
and
in that realm.
Those, and then they
and he started failing about halfway up the route and spent about
and
a week of just not being able to get by this one section. And you know, everybody was following the news like, "Oh, is Tommy going to bail on his partner and go to the top without him?" And it really became this big testament to like brotherhood.
They decided to reboot it.
Dreaming
I remember
big
when that happened.
And,
the first time everyone rolls their eyes, including me, everyone rolls their eyes.
Cool
do you really need to do
experience.
This? And
well,
I did
fantastic.
Back off, and I said, you
I'm
know,
so glad
maybe
you've
they
had
could
a
do something fun with it.
To tell this story, and I don't want you to give everything
I am okay
away
with
here because
remaking
I want
a movie
to go and buy the book.
Either
the push,
you know, if you
by
can
Tommy
bring
Caldwell.
Something new to the franchise.
Thank you for doing what you do and acting as an inspiration for people within the climbing world and far beyond it. Tommy Caldwell, the push. Thank you for being on.
In the first movie, absolutely remake it.
Thank you for talking to me.
Work with more modern sensibilities.
Of the week.
A great example
Florida
is
police
the
say
thing.
A man was arrested for misuse of 911 after allegedly calling the emergency number to complain that his neighbors
but when John Carpenter did
would
it
not
the
drink
he
with
was
it.
Able to
in Fort Pierce, Florida,
that,
police were called
and
to a home
the John
on a report
W. Campbell version
of a domestic disturbance.
Thing. Same thing with Invasion of the
they
Body Snatchers.
They arrived to find the man,
small town,
James Collins,
to a large city like San Francisco, and
who made the call,
politically and culturally, the world was in a different place.
The man stated that his neighbors were being mean,
but it really
would not drink with him.
The problem
Collins
with
was celebrating
Chucky
his 56th
in this
birthday,
movie is, first of all,
911.
I love Mark Hamill. I
second
think he does a great
time,
job as the voice.
About 30 minutes later,
but
to make
he's not given
complaint.
Enough stuff to really go
he
evil
was arrested
the way Brad Dourif was
disorderly
in the original movie. In the original movie, the doll has the soul of a serial killer
happy
who
birthday.
Put it there in a way to escape getting killed.
You're listening
and
to Now It's
shootout.
The News. I'm Derek Blair.
And there's also a really insidious nature in that first movie, the original, because it bonds with a child, a young child, like a 5-year-old child. That's pure innocence.
I will put her in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
And in this movie, they change a lot of stuff. And like I said, it's okay to change things, but you got to have a good reason. And the reasons never quite work with this movie. I think having an 11-year-old kid playing Andy,
go to nowitsthenews.com.
He doesn't have that childlike wonder anymore, so he's obviously going to be immediately more suspicious. He's got these punk kids that feels like this attempt to be like in the Shazam movie where he's got like
your
a little
windows
family
a whole new life.
Kids.
Do it right.
And
call your local
the
neighborhood
the worst part about this movie is it has
budget
nothing to do
lines
with any sort
look
of possession
beautiful style
of
and personalized service for every budget.
This
we bring the showroom right to your
that,
home
that can
so you can choose
Alexa,
from hundreds of blinds,
Alexa,
shades, shutters,
that,
and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you can
that's
with
the touch
of a
and that's like in the first
and with
scene,
budget blinds,
like the
we
first
do it all for
show them
you. Just
disable
sit back, relax,
protocol, so
and enjoy.
This
there's a reason why budget
is
blinds is the number one provider
and
of custom window
of all,
coverings in North
idea.
America. When we say we have style and service for every budget,
and all it does
really mean
is
it.
Just sort of has
so let's get
stereo
your home a whole lot
houses,
of gorgeous.
Which is absurd anyway, because
right at home.
The kid's house,
go online
for some reason this kid's poor because his mother's divorced or his dad's dead or something like that.
Budget blinds.
Call 855
Budget Blinds for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful.
And
participating independently owned and operated franchises
sense
only. Ask
it
for details.
It feels like they're so desperately trying to be relevant with Smart House type
USA
stuff,
Radio
that they
News
lose
with
the essence
Tim Berg
of where the real scary part
big
of
winter storm that slammed Southern
part
California
of
is on its
this
way to the
this would have been better if they
would have
just not had
Chucky
in it at all.
The
just
storm closed
had
Interstate 5 north of
smart
Los Angeles on
nuts
Christmas Day in part of I-15
they could have mined for horror, but
between Southern California and Las Vegas for a time on Thursday. This traveler on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News.
So
it just doesn't even make sense.
Once your wiper is full blast, you can't even see that's why I pulled in the gas. Right
as that storm moves from west to east, it could bring up to a foot
kind
of snow in the Rockies and head towards the plains and upper Midwest and bring
Aubrey
rain,
Plaza
sleet, and snow to that area.
A
U.S. Special
mother
Forces soldier who died
and
in Afghanistan this
sort of
week was seizing a Taliban weapons cache when he was killed. Sergeant First Class Michael Globe was killed when his unit discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money.
You're listening
money
to the Fat Guys
you
Ask
gotta have it
with Kevin Carr.
When you need
I'm going to burn
it, what do you do? If you don't have
time
a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315.
I did not get to see this one. It was not free, unfortunately. I like Lucas's work. He certainly has this fetish for strong women beating the heck out of all these people in international
NMLS locations.
Number 1136. You saw that in Lucy. He's done these kind of things many times before. I mean, the only thing that I think he would have liked better in the Taken movies is if Liam Neeson was a tall statue.
It's the news.
This looks interesting. It looks like a fun throwaway action movie. Luc Besson's good for this kind of stuff. I gotta say, it preemptively sucks because they never showed it to me. But even though I have to say preemptively,
you're listening
sucks,
to Now It's the News.
Like a movie, I'm going to track
I'm
down
Derek Blair.
It
We're
sucks.
Speaking today with David Owen. He is a New Yorker writer.
That's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the other toy movie,
Colorado
Toy
River.
Story 4,
David Owen,
and the final
to
cut.
The news. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
So my first question is, are almonds evil? Because we're always hearing about
how
much
life.
Water growing.
Do it right.
Is,
call your local neighborhood experts. Budget
blinds.
You'll get beautiful style and personalized
there,
service
there
for every budget.
The top of people's
we bring your showroom
you know,
right
let's get
to
rid
your
of
home.
Golf, let's get
so
rid of almonds, let's stop shipping hay to China.
Shades,
but
shutters,
the,
and drapes.
Water
plus smart
issues
home window coverings you control
much bigger than that.
And with budget blinds, you do it all for
simple little
just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why budget blinds is the number one provider.
I love almonds too.
North
I
America.
Just kind of,
when we
frankly,
say
I,
we have
I think
style and service for every budget,
alternative
we really
to,
mean it.
To regular
so let's get your
and,
home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free
so
consultation right at home.
That.
Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS.
Are we at the point where we are running out of drinkable water?
For your free consultation right at home. Now
this
year,
California
has participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
We had so many years of drought, and that seems to be what happens more often
USA
than not,
Radio
especially
News
in the West.
Tim Berg.
A big winter storm that slammed southern California is on its way to the plains and upper Midwest.
Well, we have
the
we
storm
have
closed
of water.
Interstate
we,
5
not,
north
we're,
of Los
we're not
Angeles
run out.
On Christmas
we're,
Day. Part of
I-15 we're at a point where we have to be
southern California and Las
be
Vegas
more
for
careful
a time on
with our water than we
this
have.
This traveler
been.
On Interstate 15
the,
between Los
the
Angeles
Colorado River
and Las Vegas
interesting because we use it up entirely. It doesn't get all the way to the end anymore. And in the west, that's a big
as that storm moves from
deal. The health of the Colorado
up to a foot of snow.
The
Rockies
west, and the health of the
and
west
head
is really
towards the plains
the
and upper Midwest
so,
and bring rain, sleet, and snow
to
that area.
Deal with
a U.S.
That
special
river,
forces
that one
soldier
river,
who died in
it's,
Afghanistan
it's not a
this
huge
week
river.
Was seizing
it's
a Taliban
shorter than the
weapons cachet when he was killed.
The
Sergeant
Mississippi
First Class Michael Globe was killed when his unit discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Water to almost 40 million people.
Money.
It irrigates 6 million acres of agriculture.
Money.
When the Colorado's in trouble,
when you need it, what do you do? If you don't
the
have
West
a rich
trouble,
uncle,
and when the
call
West
Lending
trouble,
Tree.
We're in trouble.
With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with
sure
competitive interest
the,
rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the
farmland
deal. If
was
you need money, call us.
Water from the Colorado
do you
river?
Want to refinance your current loan?
So even,
are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage?
We,
then call Lending Tree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315.
And the largest single user is the Imperial
Valley.
In California, if people who are at Coachella right now, that's at the other on the other side of the Salton Sea is the Imperial Valley. Coachella also that irrigation district also gets water from the Colorado.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin
Colorado
Carr. Let's continue
example,
on with the movie
Colorado.
Reviews with the big one this week, and the one
people
that I think everyone realizes
is
going
to
run away with
shake
the weekend.
Their fists at
part of the reason
live east
is
of the mountains for stealing their
Disney
water
has been
from
doing really
carrying
well
it over the Conn Hill Divide.
With the exception of like Dumbo,
but,
which wasn't
Denver uses
exactly
maybe 2%
of the
state's
water.
Fire.
All
of
their remakes and sequels from years ago tend to do very, very well. And I don't think it's going
to
change for Toy Story 4.
How do we deal with that problem?
So let's take a look at that right now. Woody and the rest of the
this,
toys
this
help find a way for Bonnie's
dry.
Handmade
is it a matter of just picking and choosing where
to, fit into the family during a road trip.
Have the farmland? Because
Forky
honestly,
is the most important toy to Bonnie right now.
Great food comes
we all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup,
you know,
salad,
insane, you know,
maybe chili, and then the
if you look at the pictures of what that area is like, it's not here. It's just desert. I mean, it's light brown.
Why am I alive?
Your Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
There's several ways to look at this.
I went to visit a farmer in the Imperial Valley, and it happened to rain a little bit that morning, and I said, "Oh, you know, maybe I'm good luck. I'm doing my part to help end the California drought."
That
and he said, you know,
you
we don't really like rain
CGI,
around here.
It would be hard to discern
the reason is because it throws off all their planning. And he showed me he had this stack
the
size
raining,
of an unabridged
like
dictionary of his
and for
planting
anyone who knows anything about animation,
3,000 acres
water
of
and
farmland.
Fire, those are the things
and he
that
knew
have
to the day
very difficult
when he was going
to
plant these various
the
varieties of onions and lettuce, the day when he was going to thin them, the day when he was going to harvest them, all in rotation. So that it's like this balance. Play,
story,
moving
which, recall,
over the over
the
acreage, and you don't do that in the
CGI
Midwest, where a single big storm can
like
wipe out everything. A hard frost can.
I mean, there's some stuff that
can,
looks really
you,
cool.
You don't know
in there.
When
there's
you plant
some,
something, you don't
some
know when you're going to harvest
underneath.
It. You don't
but
know
gosh, you look
when
at,
you
like
harvest
the dog,
it when you're going to plant again.
The next door neighbor's dog.
And because it's so warm, they
get
more than one crop.
They've got a cat in this movie
in a season.
If you didn't know that that cat was a CGI cat,
it turns out there are a lot of advantages to growing things in a desert as long as you can get the water there.
How good
so
the animation is in this movie.
That's,
and I find it funny because he originally did
there.
Toy Story because you can animate
toys want,
and they're already going to look
fresh
wooden
fruit,
and plastic.
Fresh foods
so the
at
animation
times when we're not growing things
has
where we live,
in the last
then
25
we,
years
we depend on places like that
phenomenal.
For sure.
So
we're speaking with David
beautiful.
Owen. He is the author of Where the
Disney
Water
movie,
Goes, Life and Death Along the Colorado
heart.
River.
It's got the sweetness to it. You,
we've
all
seen a lot
stuff
of
you want
high-profile confrontations
you've got Woody
of land rights.
Trying to do the right thing and the sheriff
water
in
rights,
town trying to keep everything
West, the Bundy
safe and everything good.
To
you still have the rogue gallery of
right
toys.
Now.
You know, you've got John Ratzenberger doing the
you know, there's a sort of a general, I think in the West especially, there's a kind of animosity toward anything
that
looks like federal control,
and it's beautiful that
federal intervention, and
the moments that parents can watch.
You see that,
and
you see that among water users too. At the same time, among water users, the entire infrastructural network that carries water from the Colorado River to farmland in the Imperial Valley
to
water users in California, in Arizona, in Utah, carries it in some cases hundreds of miles from the river. None of that would exist without the federal government. Hoover Dam is the big, sort of poster child federal project that made.
If you're to say, just take this as a movie
that made a number of these interventions
movie.
Possible.
It's got a sweet story.
It was farmers
it's got
in California who initially called
moments,
for the construction of the Hoover Dam because their problem then was not getting enough water. It was the fact that they had to deal with too much. When the Colorado was a wild river, it would periodically flood across their fields and bury them under silt,
and
those farmers wanted a dam that
like
would in the river
that
would make it possible to control the flow of the water and protect their farmland. So there's you know, in other parts of the country too, people who irrigate with groundwater, farmers who irrigate with groundwater, usually it's because of the rural electrification, a federal program that in the 1930s brought electric power to places that it was not economical.
You
to bring it otherwise, and it was that electric power that enabled farmers to tap groundwater under their fields and irrigate. You see, when you fly across the country and you see center, you see the big round green circles. Those are center pivot irrigated fields, and right in the center of that circle is a well that taps underlying groundwater. And without a major federal investment, none of that would exist either.
It's sort of like.
I thought it was the aliens all this time.
Shows, it looks like it.
Really
it especially from this.
Done
you never know. The
truth
might be out there.
And the community
you're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
But it's never going to be on the level to compete with a Broadway show. And that's kind of how I feel like with Toy Story 4. I liked it. I thought it was good. But all it does is does remind me that the other three movies are better. But it's still a good movie. I mean, it still rocks. It just doesn't rock as much as the others.
It rocks.
Excellent. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
I will flip through
the
Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
I did a movie marathon with my kids. We always run it well into the night, and we watch six movies with trailers and short films and cartoons and everything like that. And I have seen enough movies that I love to pick movies that the kids haven't seen. I'm not just going to put in Star Wars and movies that everybody's seen in my house. I said I want to get some that are different. Or
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of memory and that sort of thing.
Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce,
the voice
of
business. One of the things this thing does unflinchingly is it questions the validity of real memories and how we remember things. Versus Lebanon, New what Jersey. Really happened.
Regional
they play
personnel
with that
is an ASA certified,
more in
privately
this
held
than they ever
staffing
do
and recruiting
Black Mirror.
Firm, providing
Black
you with
Mirror
everything
uses
from
that implant
temporary
technology
to permanent
and pervades, I'd say, at least
as ASA certified
shows,
professionals,
you have some
we
sort of implant
latest
or,
tools and
or recording
to
device
screen,
that you can project
and present
or
to you the
enter
best
into virtual reality.
The result,
but this one kind
of top talent
all
in the
that
shortest
stuff.
Time
made
with the lowest chance of turnover.
You've got Robin Williams in a very low-key role.
908-534-8113.
He was in the late 90s, early 2000s. He was really trying to do some different things. That's when he was doing stuff like One Hour Photo and Insomnia. He was trying to do darker pieces and more contemplative stuff and more straight up drama. And while this is science fiction because of the speculative fiction nature of the technology, it's still a straight up drama. I also forgot how much of a slow burn this was. And let me warn you, if you're going to go see this, I fully recommend seeing it, but know that it's a slow burn drama. Know that if you're going to be watching it at 3 in the morning, you may doze off because it's very slow and it's very deliberate, but it's fascinating because it presents some of these really fascinating ideas of memories, the reality of memories, but also the right to those memories. And the whole thing is.
And now, it's the news.
So it's a conscious decision.
We're speaking with David
and
Owen,
it,
he's the author of Where
the
Water Goes, Life and Death, along the Colorado River. So when I was a very young person, in the very early 1980s, also strangely enough, in California, under then also Governor Jerry Brown, we had a slogan that was part of a program that we did called
which is the
if
whole
it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush
and
it down.
There's a little bit
and,
of a corny
and that was part of a water conservation
running
program,
gun type of movie
also was,
buried in there somewhere.
Brought back
but overall,
in
it's
recent
a
years and only just recently
drama
ended, also
that,
under
that
Governor
I think
Jerry
asks
Brown.
A lot of questions.
Is that the future?
I think as technology
is,
gets better and
is
better,
individual water
have
conservation
have
really
ourselves.
What we need to do?
So I'm going
to
have to say the final cut.
What is the larger structural solution to this problem?
Exists. Track it
well,
down.
Well, you know, like everything, it's much more complicated than it seems like before you look into it.
That's it for the segment.
I can use the example of Las Vegas, where something like 93% of water that goes down the drain gets used again. It goes into its process. It's recycled, and it's used again. So if you flush water down the drain, you're not losing it. It's going into the system.
American
if
investors
you put
lost
it on your yard,
$3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018 when your portfolio's
so
value
in Las Vegas,
right
which has some of the most
early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect.
They don't really
it's
care
called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford.
Or flush it down.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Now for free, no obligation
and
information to help you
why,
get started on
you know,
your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through course. Sound Income Strategies, LLC, and SEC.
Well, so my 20-minute shower basically
income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income strategies powered by the retirement income store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon in Chamber Radio.com.
Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce,
the voice of business.
Then it does make a difference.
You see there, David Owen, you are defying my insistence on coming up with a simplistic solution to the problem.
Two of us, we know how to screw gosh, darn it.
Every simplistic solution I came up with.
Better than that.
People have very, very good arguments.
Sit there and look pretty.
It's interesting because it is so complex. And then once if you decide, well, why are we, okay, so I accept the fact that we're going to grow lettuce in Southern California. Why are we making wine in Western Colorado?
Every Friday at 11 a.m.
You know, why are we using water for that? And you could make a rational case that you shouldn't. At the same time, people in Western Colorado, that wine industry supports an enormous tourist trade. And so every time you tinker with one piece, you end up moving a lot of other pieces. And you kind of have to move all the pieces at once, which amazingly, people have been willing to at least try to do.
Well, David Owen, I feel like you and I are trying to solve a Rubik's Cube over the air, where one of us is blindfolded, and it's probably the one with the actual Rubik's Cube. But it's an important problem to approach, because otherwise we're going to be pretty thirsty at the end of all of it. We've been speaking with David Owen. He is the author of Where the Water Goes, Life and Death Along the Colorado River. David, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're very pleased to have on with us today Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah. He's written a new book, written out of history, The Forgotten Founders.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We're going to start out this segment by going right into the box office.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And talk about last week, which was a disappointing week for Hollywood. Oh, everyone cried a tear for Hollywood. Hollywood didn't make as much money as they wanted to last week.
We think back to
the big stumbles were in every single movie that opened.
That doesn't
Men in Black International,
it topped,
but it topped with only $30 million, which is really disappointing. It's nowhere near the money that even the first
fit in with the traditional narrative,
which came out 20
right,
years ago.
Including some women and some minorities.
This is not good for the franchise. I don't know if it's because it doesn't have Will Smith in it.
Either in the drafting of the Constitution.
It's a concept that seems sort of very retro 90s.
Important discussion
well,
that surrounded those things.
Even when the third one came out,
really
it did not
need to
do
be told.
Great.
These
if you
stories
recall, it did well enough,
history,
and I think
tell
a lot of that
about
helped
time, more than
having
we might realize.
Will Smith
that's why I wrote
in
this
the
book,
film. I mean,
history.
That certainly was a big deal. But if you recall, it was the lowest grossing movie of the three. And that's not even factoring in inflation price. When you factor in inflation price, it's like less than half of what the first movie made.
Mercy Otis Warren was a playwright.
And Men in Black International.
She was a
may not
commentator,
even get to 100
very
million,
prominently
which is
so at the time. She
kind of
and John Adams
were
quite
series.
Close. They had a
and
bit
yes,
of a falling
International
out
may
about
very
the
well save Men
during
in Black
the
International
process.
From
she
being a
extensively,
loss, but
and
this
otherwise
is not rebooting
her opinions,
the franchise,
her concerns
as they thought. I think it goes back
the
to the whole thing of saying, was it necessary?
Explaining that it could result in a sort of monarchy
in
miniature.
Movie. In fact, the only time I ever had any sort of interest for another Men in Black movie
facilitated
was
by the new
when there was the suggestion that they were going to do a 21 Jump Street Men
in
Black crossover. And then everyone was like, that might be kind
of
fun. But nobody wanted just another one
prior to the revolution.
And Valkyrie.
Now, she and John Adams became bitter enemies over this.
Movie.
They had this
it just
lengthy exchange of letters.
Deal. And then
and
Shaft
quite caustic. They went on
really
for
got shafted. It didn't even make
book,
$10
million. The end of their lives, they were able to restore
for
their friendship.
Such an iconic role.
And
that really
words of mercy
of part of it
still
is because it's been
the
almost
ages.
20 years since the
and
last Shaft
today
movie.
About
anyways,
the risk of the government.
Maybe if they just kept making this and made just sort of this little modern blaxploitation return, you could have done this. But yeah, that one didn't do well. And then The Dead Don't Die didn't even get into the top 10. It does kind of flop there. You know, had, especially for mainstream zom-com. So
Hamilton
it was kind of a dreadful
had
box office this
and
week, and everyone's expecting Toy Story 2 to make up for it, and it very well met.
My high school history
but
is still sketchy,
it's got to be movies that people want to see. I don't think people wanted to see a new Men in Black movie, or a new Shaft movie for that matter. And even then, when they did both Men in Black and Shaft, they're like, well, let's take these things and we're going to change them. Should we call it Women in Black? Let's make a movie that kind of downplays all the coolness of Shaft.
Yes, there's much more to Aaron Burr than meets the eye.
And make it more about about female empowerment. Broadway, that's not what a Shaft movie's Hamilton. About. Sorry. Sorry, female
the fact
empowerment
is that
people.
Aaron Burr served as Vice President of the United States under Thomas
this
Jefferson.
This weekend, Toy Story's going to win
as
by how much I don't know. I'm
the
going to speculate because the numbers are going to change
a number of Jefferson's political enemies. Aaron Burr was actually quite fair in the way that he.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin
Senate,
Carr. That song means it's time to roll
States.
Into the home cinema
and
round.
He accorded due process
this week,
right
I wanted
to
spotlight
the
Universal Horror
Jefferson
Collection.
Really wanted removed.
Volume 1,
in
which is not released
that,
by Universal, it's released by Shout Factory.
Insane level of political jealousy.
Mainly because Thomas Shout Jefferson Factory gobbles up the rights to a lot of these vintage releases. And that's wonderful because this is a great little collection. What's neat about it is when you say.
Ben
Universal
and
Horror Movie.
Evidentiary
the first
Foundation.
You think of, Dragon,
had him prosecuted for treason.
You think of the Universal
a capital
Monster.
Offense.
And with good reason. Those were iconic,
as I in the book,
long-running series that spanned decades.
A variety of
but
means
Universal
relied
was doing
on
a lot
language
of other
in the Constitution
horror movies,
protecting
especially
people
back
accused
in the
of treason.
Even though
Aaron Burr
they were
was
terribly
able
in
to
vogue.
Save his good
and
name
especially
and
even
his
life. The 40s, you get gangster and film noir kind of taking over.
But it's a reminder to us that even a revered early president like Thomas Jefferson,
the monster movies become a little more campy with like Frankenstein meets a Wolfman,
and
much more
capable of bad things.
But these ones from the
30s, can
they had a lot
do
of them out there,
when
and a lot of people forget about
power.
Them. And there's a string of movies that Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi start in together. And they collect these in this box set. I'm going to talk about in specific. The first two in the case, because they're the best ones there. The first one is The Black Cat.
Bela
Lugosi stars as a man whose family is trapped in a home with Boris Karloff,
the concepts embodied in the original Constitution and in the Tenth Amendment. The idea that most powers
you of Satan is
local,
the worship of the
and
devil.
That if you're going to have a federation like ours, a federal government, that government ought to have powers that are limited so that each entity in our system, the state, each state can continue to maintain its own autonomy. This has been an important principle for us to follow. It's fostered the development of the greatest civilization the world has ever known. It is perhaps the single most important feature of our Constitution.
And this one, like the other ones, is very short. I think this one's like 61 minutes. I mean, it's like literally the length of a television
white
show.
Male landowning
and that's okay.
Aristocrat.
It's a fun little movie. It's quick. It's easy. It's limited sets. It's something that was clearly done on a budget. And while these guys were massive names as movie stars, it was still the 30s, and they're still kind of putting a lot of this together. This has a lot of really cool stuff that you normally don't see in stuff that was right after the Hays Code came out. They've got Sacrifice and they've got Satanism being talked about. I mean,